Beijing authorities say they're racing against time to contain a ferocious resurgence of COVID-19. Less than a week after the capital eased virus restrictions, hundreds of new cases have been identified, all linked to this nightclub, Heaven Supermarket. Its business license has been suspended, and the owners are under investigation.
Police have launched a criminal investigation into the bar and the relevant people in charge of the bar on suspected interference with epidemic prevention.
Several other people have been charged with breaking COVID rules, including three men who ignored orders to isolate at home. The cluster has spread to 14 of Beijing's 16 districts and prompted mass testing in the largest, Chaoyang. The reopening of schools has been delayed.
Heaven Supermarket Bar is located here in Sanlitun, an area of Beijing known for its nightlife, restaurants and shopping. These businesses had just reopened when this new cluster was found, and now hundreds of them have had to close their doors again until further notice.
Dozens of cases have also been recorded in Shanghai, forcing tens of thousands of people back indoors. The commercial center emerged from a strict two-month lockdown at the beginning of June. New economic data shows China's zero-tolerance approach to the pandemic is continuing to take a toll. In May, industrial output rose 0.7% compared to the same month last year, and property sales improved slightly. But retail sales fell 6.7%, with uncertainty weighing heavily on consumer spending.
It is so incredibly susceptible to faltering the moment there is even a slight, COVID outbreak or COVID scare even, that I think consumption is going to remain under severe pressure. And that is the biggest economic challenge for the party right now. But righting that is going to take a lot of effort, and that is going to mean a drastically different COVID policy than the one that we have in place today.
Analysts say as long as China's leaders refuse to live with the virus, sustained economic recovery will be difficult, leaving business owners anxious, knowing they could be one COVID-19 case away from closing their doors. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.